This is Dakota Daybook for July 1st. The term Great American Desert can be traced back to the 1820 scientific expedition of Stephen H. Long. At the time, the word desert was used to describe any treeless area. Long was not impressed with the promise of the high plains. He saw the region as barren and lacking potential for agriculture. His assessment was that the land was unsuitable for settlement, and he discouraged westward migration. Today we know Long's conclusion was wrong. North Dakota has an impressive agricultural output, producing everything from cattle to sunflowers. But there was something else Long missed. When he scanned the vast and seemingly empty plains, he failed to recognize the geological treasure beneath his feet. On this date in 1895, the North Dakota State Legislature created the North Dakota Geological Survey, known as the NDGS. Operating under the Department of Mineral Resources, the legislature directed the survey to effect a complete account of the mineral resources of the state. That included geological materials such as ores, coal, mineral water, and other useful materials like building stones. During the first half of the 20th century, the NDGS published bulletins, reports, and maps focusing mainly on the state's water, coal, and clay resources. When oil was discovered, the NDGS shifted focus to petroleum geology and began regulating oil exploration and production. Today, there's a growing interest in rare earth elements. These 17 elements are essential components of modern technology, including smartphones, electric and hybrid vehicles, and flat-screen TVs. Though small in quantity, without them, many of the devices we rely on wouldn't exist. In the fall of 2014, the NDGS proposed a rare earth project. The following year, an in-depth survey began to investigate their presence in North Dakota. Since then, the NDGS has published reports detailing those findings. The conclusion? Rare earth elements are present, and several companies are exploring the possibility of extracting them. That development could be a major boost to the state's economy and help reduce America's reliance on foreign sources. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.